The question was asked, when does excrement lose its status? When would you be allowed to stand next to it and make a blessing or a prayer? So if it's dry enough that if you move it with a stick or try to shift it, it would fall apart, so then we say it loses its status. It's not enough that it doesn't emit an odor. It still maintains its halachic status until it reaches that state. You're right that when it doesn't emit an odor, then you wouldn't be able to stand in its presence and make a blessing. But if you walk away, you walk in front of it 4 footsteps, so then it's not within your presence, then technically it would be okay. Whereas if it emits an odor, you have to distance yourself 4 footsteps away from where the odor ends. Dalet amos from where the odor ends. So you're right in that sense that it does lose some of its status as it wears away. But it would have to be completely dried like that. Now, could you cover it? Yeah, sure, you could cover it. If snow is covering it, that's enough. If you put a vessel over it, that's enough, provided that the smell doesn't get out. What happens if, like we had in our shul, comes Rosh Hashanah and the bathroom overflows? So now you're standing in shul, and there's a wonderful odor coming in from outside. So the halacha says you're allowed to cover up the odor. So in their days, back in the day, they had a shul. If it was a weekday and there was a foul odor coming into shul, they'd burn something. And the smell of the burning would cover up the smell that was coming in. And that's okay. Today we could use air fresheners. After that Rosh Hashanah, I asked the Gabbaim that we should have a steady stock of air fresheners in the shul for instances where that would happen. Because halachically, that's okay. You can cover up the smell. And then, being that there's nothing there but the smell, once you've covered it up, so that's okay. Then you could say words of Torah, etc., in the place.
So it's someone constantly like spraying?
Well, hopefully you get something potent enough that you don't have to stand there spraying all the time. But this is, again, because that we're talking about prayer, and we're talking about smell with a source. When it comes to learning Torah, so then if someone's sitting in the Beis Medrash and suddenly someone has indigestion and there's a foul odor in the shul, so you're allowed to, words of Torah you're allowed to say, even though someone passed there. You're not allowed to daven. People don't realize this. You're not allowed to daven. If someone passed there and then there's a foul odor, you may not continue davening. You can't make a blessing. You have to stop. Anything. Any prayer. You can't continue. Words of Torah, you're allowed to learn Torah, but you're not allowed to pray. You're not allowed to continue your prayer. That can be very serious. If you think about it, if you have a chazan that knows this halacha and suddenly someone next to him does not know this halacha, so that's it can get tricky how you do this without embarrassing someone. But okay, but that is the halacha. Yeah.
Is it possible to get a quick yes-no answer? I'm about to go guard some sheep tonight.